Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning, 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Currently foggy and 32 degrees. Calm, no wind. We have no major accidents to tell you about so far this morning. Stay tuned. Many in Wichita reported feeling an earthquake. The U.S. Geological Survey reports a 4.0 quake centered near Caldwell, southwest of Wichita, at 9:34 Tuesday night. There were no initial reports of any damage. This was the strongest of three quakes reported Tuesday. The Air Force has scheduled a date for delivery of the first KC-46A Pegasus refueling tanker at Wichita's McConnell Air Force Base. A welcoming ceremony is set for January 25th. The base began a $267 million construction and renovation program in preparation for the arrival of the new tankers. The KC-46A will serve alongside the KC-135 Stratotanker. Kansas' new governor has reinstated a ban on anti-LGBT bias in hiring and employment decisions by state agencies and extended it to state government contractors.
Governor Kelly's executive order Tuesday fulfills a promise she made repeatedly during her campaign last year and restores a policy that had been rescinded by Governor Brownback. In 2007, Governor Sebelius issued an executive order against anti-LGBT bias in state government. In 2015, Governor Brownback rescinded the order, arguing that the state lawmakers should set such a policy. Kelly's order applies to state agencies under her direct control, which have about 19,000 employees. But it's broader than the Sebelius policy because it applies to contractors. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
The Wichita City Council has approved a new economic development agreement with a local company.
Fiber Dynamics received a tax exemption from the city in March 2008. Under the terms, the company had to reach a job creation and return on investment target. The company failed to reach the job target, though, and the city could have demanded the tax abatement of $253,000. Instead, the company will pay back $100,000 over 4 years. Mayor Jeff Longwell explained the rules are in place to protect the city and taxpayers.
And if the obligations were not met, then we would ask for clawbacks of those incentives, and this is a case of that happening.
The company will complete a 25,000-square-foot expansion by the end of the year, but will receive no additional incentives. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
A new migrant caravan began its journey in Honduras and is making its way up to the U.S.-Mexico border. Fox's Steve Harrigan is traveling with the caravan.
3 months after a caravan of 7,000 Central American migrants reached the U.S. border, another one has begun, with a third one scheduled in just a few days. The route goes from Honduras to Guatemala into Mexico. The goal, almost all say, is entry into the U.S. to find work. Their hope is that the caravan will be too big to stop.
It can be dangerous if one goes on their own. You can be kidnapped or killed, and one doesn't know what's going to happen in Mexico on their own.
Basic questions about the caravan remain murky. A flyer on Facebook set the departure date, but it is not clear who will feed, clothe, and transport a crowd that could grow to 10 or 15,000 over the next 3 weeks.
The caravan comes as President Trump and congressional Democrats remain in a stalemate over funding for border security and a border wall, forcing a partial shutdown that enters its 26th day. Day one of Attorney General nominee William Barr's testimony is in the books.
William Barr told the senators that with him as Attorney General, the Mueller investigation into possible Trump campaign ties to Russia would be allowed to finish. Hawaii Democratic Senator Mazie Hirono keyed in on a memo Barr wrote last summer that went to DOJ officials, in which he called an aspect of the Mueller investigation fatally misconceived.
Would you allow the Mueller investigation with regard to obstruction of justice to also go forward unimpeded by you?
I don't know whether there's an investigation of obstruction.
Definitely obstruction of justice. You read the papers as well as we do.
Barr said he would not necessarily recuse himself, as his predecessor Jeff Sessions did, that in his case it may be an abdication of responsibility. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 6:04, 4 minutes past 6 o'clock. Good morning, Steve and Ted in the morning now. It's 6:10, 10 minutes past 6 o'clock on a Wednesday morning.
We're not seeing the number of traffic problems this morning that we were yesterday.
At this time.
At this time. But we do have conditions that are very nearly what they were this time yesterday. So it's a good idea to be extra careful today. If nothing else, we've got some pretty dense fog in the area, and visibility is limited, so be very careful this morning. Even if it isn't freezing on the bridges and overpasses, you've still got foggy conditions to deal with. Traffic update from KNSS Radio, I'm Jad Chambers.
And now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. A dense fog advisory has been issued across south central Kansas, including Wichita this morning, so it will be a bit slow going, and there could be some slick spots on the roads. Cloudy with a high near 40 this afternoon. Drizzle off and on this evening, our low 33. Sunny tomorrow with a high 47, and a potential winter storm impacts the area Friday night into Saturday. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now fog, 33 degrees, north wind at 3 miles per hour. You'll notice that's 1 degree above freezing, so Jad and I think that's a good sign. Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe those bridges and...
I think the conditions are going to be better than yesterday. I hesitate to say just go whole hog.
Yeah, you just better watch it.
Because it's very close.
Be careful. The fog is now a problem out there, no doubt about it.
Yeah.
After a foggy, icy start, the sun came out across much of Kansas Tuesday. Wichita's high temperature was 48 degrees above the normal high, which is 42. On this date in 1964, a foot of snow buried Dallas-Fort Worth. Dallas, while Fort Worth receives 7.5 inches. 1964, that is a lot of snow for Dallas-Fort Worth. They never get that much. A foot, and then in the other, over on the other side of town, 7.5 inches. 6:12, Steve and Ted, on this. This is January 16, 2019. On this date in 1920, Prohibition began in the United States as the 18th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution took effect 1 year to the day after its ratification. It was later repealed by the 21st Amendment, 1932, Ted. People just didn't go in for no drinking at all. They wanted to have their beer and their spirits. I often hear tales of, I don't now, but when I was younger, they would talk about a guy, this guy was a bootlegger. During Prohibition, or that guy locally. There were a lot of people doing that, I think.
You ever get to check out the Ken Burns documentary about Prohibition? It is fantastic.
I didn't know he had one. He's done some things I haven't seen. I got to get onto that. He's the guy who did the Civil War, and the one on baseball, right? He's done several, and they're all usually pretty doggone good.
Yeah, the one on Prohibition's pretty fascinating.
Well, you can expect to see plenty of cool things in Music City, but one of those things you don't expect to see is a coyote in a bathroom. That happened at the Nashville Convention Center the other day.
Like a Warner Brothers cartoon.
Where's the Roadrunner? The coyote dashed past a security checkpoint and entered the facility just as a boat show was packing up Sunday night.
Hey.
The animal scooted around before
it dashed, for Acme materials.
Dashed into an exhibit hall. Staffers corralled it in a bathroom. Eventually, police and animal control officers used a pole to catch the coyote, one of those with a little snare on the end. It was released into a wooded area.
No, you just need to paint a tunnel on the side of a wall, and then you can catch him.
And you just run into it and blast, knock it, boink. A coyote. I've seen him in Wichita. I've seen him in the east side. As our human habitat grows, they have to go someplace, right? So they come to town. I hate to steal any sports thunder from Ted this morning, but this caught my eye. Golden State Warriors scored an NBA record 51 points in the first quarter.
Yeah.
Against the Denver Nuggets.
Nice defense by the Nuggets there.
Yeah. Kevin Durant led the way with 17 points. They shot 76%. Mm-hmm. 10 of 14 from the three-point range.
Well,
not a lot of defense.
Golden State's got firepower on offense. I don't think Denver was providing much resistance last night.
Yeah, why'd they put five folded chairs out there? Wow. That's bad. Okay. It's 6:15 now, Steve and Ted. But let's talk a little bit about the traffic yesterday. What a mess we had on Kellogg on 54 yesterday. I talked to my son, Scott, who lives in Derby, and he goes to Newman every day to teach, and he didn't get on 54. He stayed south of there.
Well, and that was a good plan yesterday.
And yesterday I took out of here, what, about 10:30 to go home. And I thought, nope, I'm not getting up on 54. In fact, I think they still were having problems up there around that time. So I went home, Douglas clear across town. Got to see the city. Got to see quite a few stoplights.
There you go.
But I didn't have a wreck. So what a day. They counted, one of our news stories today, they counted like the dispatchers, 48 accidents yesterday. Yeah. And I don't think we didn't have really a fatality or anything like that. But these were kind of slide offs and slide into. And one, was it a trooper or an officer got hurt, minor injuries? I mean, it was a mess yesterday.
I can remember yesterday. It was very bizarre. It started with one and then another and then another. And before 10 minutes had gone by, somebody said, there's five accidents up here.
They were piling up.
Yeah. It's crazy.
And this morning, a little different. The fog is much, much thicker this morning.
Yeah.
But the temperatures obviously are a little warmer.
Well, I saw, of course, Tom Hine and Alan King talking about treating the streets. I don't know whether, apparently they said they did treat them yesterday at some time and early in the morning, but it washed off or something. I don't know. But those trucks have been out, apparently, on 12-hour shifts. So, and there's really, Kellogg's about, you know, if you can keep Kellogg clear, it looks like you're going to be okay pretty much, or the interstates on the bridges. To be able to concentrate right there. Maybe put down a little sand or something. I don't know. Anyway, so far this morning, things are moving pretty smooth, right, Jed?
So far, it's not nearly as bad as yesterday. I haven't heard of or any accidents at the moment.
We will keep you posted.
That fog this morning looks like almost something you'd see in the movies.
London town? Yeah. You get a fog.
Got a good London town fog this morning in Wichita.
Okay.
Well, they're saying visibility right now is 0.13 of a mile.
Yeah, it's about 100 or 200 feet.
Yeah, something like that.
Well, then you really have to slow down. It'd be a good idea to turn your headlights on. Just a suggestion. 6:17 now, coming up on 6:18. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS. Time for Leadoff Sports with Ted Woodward. We know we've got some basketball tonight. Shockers are playing, right, Ted?
Yeah, boy, do we. Stay up late, get a nap today. Staying up late tonight, the Shockers and Central Florida tonight at Coke Arena. A 9 p.m. tip-off tonight. Shocks are trying to get back in the win column after losing four in a row. UCF is a top 30 team, and they come in with a 7-game winning streak. They're the only unbeaten team in conference play so far, off to a 3-0 start. This will be the only meeting this season between the Shocks and the Knights. Shocks are a 3.5-point underdog going into this one. Like we said, 9 p.m. tip-off tonight at Coke Arena. Talking about it, Shocker head coach Greg Marshall, along with the play-by-play voice of the Shockers, Mike Kennedy.
9 o'clock's kind of going to be a strange start for UCF, too. And
it'll be 10 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Maybe they'll be asleep. they'll be tired at that point. Maybe Taco's bedtime is 10 o'clock. I don't know. I hope. We need it. It'll be stranger for them than us because it's later for them. They're used to East Coast.
Maybe our fans will be well prepared.
I hope they're well prepared and well lubed and well energized.
Of course, referring there to Taco Fall, the 7'6" center for UCF.
Good gravy!
We didn't get to see him last year. He was hurt when they played here, so we get a little bit of look at him tonight.
Yeah, if he stubbed his toe, it'd take him a week to feel it.
Yeah, Mike Kennedy and Dave Dahl have live pregame coverage beginning at 8 o'clock. Game will tip off at 9 p.m. That's all on 103.7 KEYN. Because of the late hour, we will not be doing a post-game show at Twin Peaks, but we will take your phone calls. Me and Bob Lutz will take your phone calls tonight on the Shocker Locker Room Show in the KEYN studio sometime after 11:30 tonight. So tune in for a late night of Shocker basketball this evening.
We got your bunk ready in there.
Thank you.
With some cookies and milk for you.
A little better start time tonight for Kansas State. K-State men on the road visiting 19th-ranked Oklahoma, taking on former K-State player and coach Lon Kruger, head coach of the Sooners. Even though OU is in the top 20, both teams are 2-2 in the conference. K-State's coming off back-to-back wins. K-State is a 5.5-point underdog tonight. Oklahoma has not lost a home game yet this season. That'll tip off at 6 o'clock tonight down in Norman, and that'll be nationally televised on ESPN2. We've got JUCO basketball for you tonight. Butler Community College on the road at Allen County. Butler is working on a 3-game winning streak right now. Dennis Higgins will have live coverage of Butler at 7:45 this evening. That'll be on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. We have a top 25 matchup in college wrestling tonight here in Wichita. 23rd-ranked Newman hosting 18th-ranked Central Oklahoma. That'll be at 7 o'clock tonight in West Wichita. Got some basketball action right across the street. Friends University. Basketball action tonight. The women and men hosting Ottawa. The Friends men will tip off at about 8 o'clock tonight. Friends men are ranked number 24 in the nation. They are on an 11-game winning streak under head coach Dale Faber. And Friends senior Jordan Murdoch from Wichita is the national player of the week. He's second in the nation in scoring, averaging 29 a game.
Wow.
Yep.
Great on.
As the Friends continues to roll right along. And a few birthdays today. Baseball birthdays. Steve Balboni, former single-season home run champ for the Kansas City Royals, 62 today.
Oh.
Of course, he set that single-season home run record back in the 80s, and it took 42 years for that record to be broken.
Yeah.
Yeah, Balboni, former Shocker baseball player Spike Anderson celebrating his birthday today.
The Spiker.
Junior Guerra, pitcher for the Milwaukee Brewers, former Wichita Wingnut, is 34 years old today. And happy birthday to our coworker Rodney Price, celebrating a birthday
Rodney's
today.
Having a birthday?
So happy birthday to Rodney.
Yeah.
Good guy to have on the KNSS team.
Yeah. Happy birthday, Rodney. I'm not going to give you a present or a card or any food, but happy birthday.
Sports with Steve and Ted, KNSS.
Was I wrong? Yeah, we love Rodney. Good to have him around.
Yep.
6:22 now. Keep it here for Fox News commentator Todd Starnes. Todd gets a call from a woman near the border.
Okay.
She has some interesting things to say. That's coming up, Steve, at 10 in the morning on KNSS.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.